Sit down, sit down,
Danny called out. He was standing on Miss D's desk.
Miss D is absent, so I'm the teacher today.
Cam Jansen, her friend Eric Shelton, and the others in Cam's class did not sit down.
Oh, so you won't sit down,
Danny shouted.
You're being punished. I won't give you something. I won't give you...
Danny said, then thought for a moment.
I won't give you homework. That's what I won't give you.
Hey, Tim said. Danny is a great teacher.
Slowly, Quinn returned to his counsel table and placed a gentle hand on his client's shoulder. She had been stoic throughout the trial, but now he felt Annie's silent sobs, the small trembling of the shoulder. She dabbed at the tears with a worn-out tissue. Who can begin to understand what such abuse does to a young girl's soul, to her mind, to her psyche? The home is supposed to be a safe place. A father is supposed to be a protector. In control again, Quinn seized his client's shoulder and returned to the well of the courtroom, never taking his eyes off the jurors. If she had shot her father in self-defense that night, July 4th, 1986, who would have blamed her? Who would have been so bold as to charge her with murder?